it.
What did you feel about them lifting all the stones for the cemetery and taking the bodies down to Cannock Chase? Do you feel they should have stayed at Stobbs?
I think they should have stayed at Stobbs. I mean, they'd lain there from... Well, my granny used to do the bodies. Mm. She used to wash and lay out the bodies. And they'd been there from the First World War, you know. So there wouldn't be...
No.
Aye, she just have left it as it was. And there was a monument, a huge pillar.
Mm-hmm.
Just a great... And the stones had been carted from the Slittrig, at the outbreak of the First World War, because my Uncle Tom carted the stones from the Slittrig, and then he went off in the army and he was killed out in France. But it was a huge pillar and it was just rough stone. It was quite impressive. And it had a big inscription on it, you know, saying that here lay the it was in German.
Yes. And after the war, did any German visitors come to visit the cemetery to see the graves of their sons? Or?
Rather sadly, a family came and they arrived at Stobbs, I think, 2 days after they'd been shifted. And it was nice, it was very well kept it was all surrounded by yew hedging. And it had inbuilt seats in the hedging and nice big pillar with the inscription on telling you what it was. And it was very well kept. And there was, just now there would be hundreds of narcissi. The pheasant eye narcissi. They were lovely.
So when you were there as a child, you know, who was looking after the cemetery?
For a while it was my father, because he was the head forester.
Right.
And he looked after it for quite a while.
You know what happened to the actual headstones? Were they just buried in the ground?
I don't
know. When the bodies were exhumed?
I really don't know what happened to the headstones. But each grave had its own headstone.
Do you remember any names on the headstones of the soldiers?
Not really. There was one who had committed suicide. But I can't remember the details of it.